Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Reading in the Years, one of the great songs, one of the great guitar riffs of all time there. And that's, if you ever get a chance to see them in concert, I know Walter's gone, we lost Walter, but still, I think they, if they're still touring, it's a great show. I got to see them before he died, and it was outstanding. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're talking about small business here on this show, and we spin a few platters and rock and roll a little bit, and sometimes some blues. It's just you and me. This is a segment. Another segment I take a couple of segments once a week and talk about things that are on my mind. And you know, folks, I was telling you about our next guest coming up in the second half of the hour on blockchain. Stephen Williams, I should say, has written a book on blockchain. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. And as a setup to that, I just want to remind you that, as I said in the beginning of the hour a little bit, I'm going to be talking about this. I'm going to give you as much programming as I can possibly work in on this new digital trust concept. Because, as you know, and I've been talking about this for a long time, I wrote a book about this, the way you and I go about our business for the last 10,000 years, everybody, millennials too, Gen Z too, everything that we do, every interaction we have with each other is based on the foundation of trust. And I mean, literally, it's the, you know, every chemical process in the human body takes place in the medium of water. Every interaction in of humans on every level of regardless of what it is, every interaction takes place in the medium of trust. And that's what we've been doing all these years for 10,000 years. And now we're entering a new age where we're going to be doing business with different leverage. We're going to be using less analog leverage and more digital leverage. And because that leverage is moving so fast, that means because it's digital leverage, it's moving so fast and has so much power. That's putting stress and strain on our ethics, on our trust, and that's the reason why we're more increasingly anxious today. And so, the way we're going to solve this, the way we're going to be able to convert the trust that we expect, the trust that we require, the ethical level of doing business that we've come to know and that we are comfortable with and that we require still as analog humans in a digital age, all of that is going to require us to continue to be devoted to ethics, to continue to be devoted to trust. But that's not going to be enough anymore. The same ethics that got us here will be useful going forward, but the delivery method of the ethics is what's going to change. When you and I show up, we show up with our own analog leverage. We pick up a hammer and we drive a nail. Our ethics are right there around us. The ethics of driving that nail, hitting the hammer and not hitting someone next to us, so to speak, is you know, our ethics moves with us, right? It goes with us. Well, when we use digital leverage, we send our intentions a lot farther and a lot faster than we ever have been able to before. And so how do we make sure that our ethics goes with that? How do we extend our ethics and our trust expectations on both ends? How do we extend that to that last mile of wherever our information is going, wherever our digital leverage is being applied? How do we make sure that has the ethics with us that we want with it as it goes out there? Well, it's going to take that devotion to ethics, the devotion to trust, but it's also going to take some technology. We're not going to be analog humans with the requirement of trust always. We're not going to be successful in the digital age if we don't find a way to put our ethics into technology. Right now, there's not much of that. You can see it in the way that Facebook behaves, the way Google behaves, the way Amazon behaves. Fake news is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And we're going to have to find some kind of technology that we can rely on that is easy to use and that is agnostic to politics and to ideology. It's basically like a utility. You know, electricity, there's no politics to electricity, right? It's going to be like that. And so it'll just be a tool that we can use that will help us not only leverage, not only send our digital leverage out, but when the digital leverage goes out, it also takes with it our digital trust expectations and requirements. And I believe that the first thing that the first tool, the first technology that will help us do that, it'll get us started. I'm not going to say it's going to be where we'll be 10 years from now, but it will get us started. I believe that tool is blockchain. And that's the reason why I've been talking about it. I'm going to continue to talk about it. And I hope you'll start paying more attention to this, because you're going to be required very soon by a big company, a big customer. If you haven't already, you're going to be required to enter into a smart contract. That's a blockchain contract. Very soon. 9 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.